Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming to you again live from the Econo Suites Motor Lodge in El Segundo, it's 90 Day Gaze featuring Paul Rubens
and a shitty air conditioning that's yellowed over time, an angry person in the lobby who doesn't want to wear their mask,
a crying baby,
and Paul Rubens. He's here too.
And elevators that
smell like weed.
Welcome to 90 Day Gay, so, on tour.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90 day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's 90 Day Gate. Let's love.
If it sounds a little hollow, y'all, it's because we're still in my hotel room.
Because it's hot.
It's still a little hot here. I'm going home tomorrow.
It is. It's supposed to
break
tomorrow.
It should be much easier tomorrow.
Yes, it should be much, much easier tomorrow.
I've kind of missed my apartment.
I have, too. I'm actually ready to go back. It was good.
But I did find out I lost power when I was gone.
Yeah.
You did, too.
I will say
the city of Los Angeles loses power when things get hot, y'all.
It's true. Well, we did have a record of 121 yesterday.
Terrible. Absolutely
the
terrible.
The record before was 115. And, y'all...
It was in Woodland Hills, which is also known as Satan's asshole.
It's true. And we already...
Shout out to Woodland Hills.
Shout out to Woodland Hills. we've already... fire season just starts in like mid-August for us. And goes until November, I think. November, early December. We have already... There's been more land burned. There's been more land in California burned ever than ever has been burned.
Wow. I admire you because I basically did a spit take because something was falling while you talked about the fire. Seriously.
I'm a professional. I can keep going.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, y'all, there's a lot of stuff going out. So prayers out to California and try to combat global warming. Because it's happening. It's getting worse.
That was the most empty encouragement to try to combat global warming. If you want to just run your hair dry all day, you can.
Turn off your lights.
We'd rather you not.
Anyway, so it's breaking tomorrow. I was going to tell people, look, do what's safe for you. I know some of you are, everybody's in different levels of quarantine. And California, I know in LA County, we're a little stricter. However, wherever you are, I have to say, if you haven't gotten out of your house and just stayed in a hotel or something just for like a day or two, do it.
It's really nice
to have a change. We haven't gone out since March.
Yeah, we've been pretty locked down here, guys.
We did like a day or two, you and I both separately. But this was good to have like 3 days. It just, I mean, again, we're in like sex worker's palace right now at this cheap ass hotel, and it still feels nice.
There's restraints on the bed.
There are.
So, no joke, y'all. We should post
There's
some of
literally
these on.
Leather straps.
It's like they knew I was coming.
Oh!
If they knew I was coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake. Baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How to do, how to do, how to do.
Anyway, y'all, let's jump in.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have bought some lube. I'd have bought some lube. I'd have bought some lube.
Save it. That's a cabaret number. That's a transition number.
Glad you're relegating them now.
Y'all,
welcome to announcements.
I don't think
we've already said welcome.
I don't think we have any announcements. No, I don't.
We're doing another Bicurious episode this week.
We are. We're doing Selling
Sunset. We decide what it is, but it'll be out on Friday of this week, you guys. I think the season has dropped and everything is aired. Can you just check that on your phone real quick?
No, because I'm not going to do it right. So,
never mind.
But I would.
You just been, no.
Yep. No.
No.
I will let it. I'm going to check the Patreon and see what episode they. Y'all be sure to let us know if you're.
I think someone said we should do Christine's wedding, but I think that was last season. I'd prefer to do the current season.
I'd prefer to do the current season. So let us know in the comments on our Patreon. Let us know or tweet us or whatever what episode you want us to recap.
Preferably the current season.
We said that before. Some of y'all.
Carl! I fucked up, Carl! They said something here now. But goddamn, I love that first season, Carl!
No, she needs to watch her language. She would say GD.
You think so?
Yeah, she wouldn't say goddamn.
I don't know. I think Carl's wife's seen some shit.
Yeah, but
I think goddamn's the only thing she says. Maybe shit, but that's it. She would never say the F word.
It's so funny because I grew up, GD was the worst thing you could say.
It was.
And obviously not for you.
No, it was, but that's what people said.
But that's what your father said.
My grandma Hazel, but goddamn it. That's what my grandma would say.
Oh, growing up.
My dad says it.
Growing up, I was told that's the one thing you could not say.
And I still say that if I'm really upset. I'll go, goddamn it.
I say it too.
Anyway, so y'all, come at us with your suggestions. Okay, this is Happily Ever After, or as Poodle calls.
Hi.
Season 5, right?
Yeah.
Episode 13.
Hot tempers and cold feet.
Sounds like A Night with Poodle.
My fourth autobiography. Detailing my fourth and fifth marriage. One was a hot temper. The other I had cold feet with. You choose which. Anyway.
Oh, goodness.
So we start with Kalani and Asuelu.
Yes.
Her mother's making these delicious little pancakes, that she calls them. Oh, they look like donut holes to me. That's semantics.
Either one made you hungry.
Yes, I love donuts.
He does, y'all.
So
don't send us donuts.
We're already so
fat from the anniversary.
I'm fat as mud. I just roll around like a ball.
Oh yeah.
I'm sitting here reclining on a chaise lounge, and I'm gonna have trouble getting up.
If you poke my stomach, the other side doesn't jiggle until the next day. It just takes that long to get there.
Thanks for the portos.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. Anyway, y'all. So Kalani and Asuelu, and they're getting back from their trip, and she's talking to her mom about how the trip was so terrible. And she basically is like, we've got to go to therapy. That's kind of Asuelu's ultimatum.
Because they haven't talked. No, her ultimatum for Asuelu.
Yes.
They haven't talked basically since the incident of Don't Walk Away From Me happened.
Yeah.
Don't walk away, boy.
And
my lip won't hurt you.
Thank you.
That's a good song.
Who sung that?
En Vogue.
Yes.
Don't walk away, boy. I'll be right there for you.
Don't. Again, that was in the extended mix.
Don't walk away.
I
loved En Vogue.
On, was it Darcy and Stacey or the Love After Lockup that you did the entire MC Scat Cat from?
I don't remember.
Opposites Attract.
I should have recorded it because your mouth rarely drops unless there's a dick about to come into it.
I was.
And your mouth was dropped.
I was absolutely agog. As I said, it was like, guh-guh. My mouth was on the floor.
Oh, anyway. Where are we at, Poodle? What's happening?
Basically, she's saying that Asuelo says, when she starts to talk to him, she says, I don't want to talk because it makes me mad when I talk to you, which is very healthy. So basically, she finally says, she has some perspective about this. She's like, I've got some issues. Mm. He's got some communication issues.
Mm-hmm.
And now the only way to get this fixed is the last option. And mom even says, you know, I think when they met, Asuelo was a really good actor. I kind of agree.
I think there's truth in both sides of what they're saying, but I agree with the mom. And I don't think Asuelo's intelligent enough to be manipulative, but I think he
told her what she
wanted to hear. But y'all take a note. Kalani is going about this the best way when it comes to couples therapy, because you wouldn't think this, but I have had clients that, and a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times it is women, at least in my experience, that want to bring men to therapy to show them they're wrong.
Right.
Or tell me to tell them to fix it. Sometimes it happens on the other side too. Y'all, if you're going to therapy for that reason, you're going to fail. So I agree. Kalani's got way perspective on this. I think she's handling it healthy.
Right. So she goes out to talk to Asuelo, and he's just confused why things haven't been settled. He's like, I don't know why she couldn't just...
I thought they were dead in Portland.
She just couldn't have let this go.
You know,
not that his sister tried to take a swing at her.
Same. I remember when I went to Boys Town in Chicago, I went... Well, I thought this rash was just going to stay here, but you know what? It came with me.
It's still there.
Came with me all the way to L.A.
Oh. Rashes, like ex-lovers, don't stay buried.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, so Asuelo said, you know what? Fine. I will go to therapy, but is it going to be a white therapist? And she's like, what? She's like, white people don't understand my side, which is very interesting.
He's not wrong. That's a valid point of wanting to be.
Yeah.
And then she brings up, we live in Utah.
St. George, Utah.
You're looking at the two.
Whitest place in the world.
You're looking at the two Samoan people that live here, and the other two the other one is in the house.
I think there might be a Samoan community they live,
yeah.
But there's not. Yeah, you're right. There's not a lot.
So, but they settle on, he said, well, what about a translator? And she's like, yeah, we can do that. Which we've had some of our sissies talk about with Asuelo, y'all. Sometimes we were like wondering if something's not kind of firing right brain-wise.
I think it's both.
Yeah, I think it's a little
both bit a language issue and...
But it's a processing of language.
Processing issue.
So that made me hopeful. Like, okay. And you know what? I got to give it to Asuelo, y'all. If you think about where his culture is, where he comes from... This is a big deal that he's even offering to go to therapy, I think, without a fight.
I agree.
I'm surprised by it. I thought it would be much more of a hassle.
I think she says that I kind of see why you can laud him about this, but she basically says, he's like, so our marriage is this bad? She's like, yes, this is it. This is the last option.
Yeah.
So I think he's kind of painted into a corner.
I know. I think he is. So, but I mean, he still could say, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. So they go meet Matt, the purple glasses therapist.
He does have purple glasses. Y'all, Matt likes a craft. Matt's whole garage is just plates with scenes of sunsets and dolphins.
Wow, that's specific.
But it's tell me I'm wrong.
You're correct.
Tell me I'm wrong. Yeah,
you're correct.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Probably he's coached his kids' soccer team, not willingly, but when someone quit.
Yeah, he does. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does art therapy.
Definitely.
For sure. Which art therapy is great, by the way, especially with kids.
So
that would be good for Asuelo, actually.
He starts out kind of starting out a dialogue asking Asuelu what's wrong, and he said she doesn't respect me, that I feel like I'm not being heard because she basically went behind my back and talked to my family. And he's like, so you feel it's a respect issue? Do you feel that she doesn't respect you? And that's when he used the translator to say, in a Samoan family, the father is the head, woman is the neck, and the woman does not cross the line with him. And she's like, Kalani sitting there like, okay.
So I want to go on record and saying, Matt is heads and tails a better therapist than Cheese Sticks. Cheese Sticks therapist. What was her name?
Oh, God. I don't know. She was
sad.
Awful.
Just sad.
She was so awful.
No, he's doing a good job. And this is this happens a lot.
He's facilitating.
He's facilitating. And I like that already. You see, it's interesting how we see it as an audience. We see that Asuelu, from the edits and from what we've seen, we get, yeah, this is about him being a Samoan man.
Yeah.
And she's not. We got that. Didn't.
Right.
Like, but that wasn't a surprise to me. But what this is interesting and what the beauty about, whether you do therapy or group work or whatever, is when you're in the shitstorm, you don't smell it.
Yeah.
And so.
Look at you dropping bombs.
I mean, shit bomb. But, sorry, I'll talk about that later. But you know what I mean? Like, when Kalani said, looked kind of like, oh, that's new information. I was like, really, girl?
Yeah.
We all saw that, but that's okay.
But they're in it, so you're right.
They're in it.
I think it was interesting when he basically said,
oh, this iced tea made me crazy. Sorry. Go ahead. I just wanted to say, I'm like,
I've had one too, and I'm not out of my mind.
You know what? That's because you were drunk when I came over, and now it just kind of sobered you up.
Kind of equaled me in.
Yeah.
So I think what's interesting is that in Samoa, when they were talking about getting together, Asuelu agreed to Kalani that, oh, yeah, we'll both be equal. And I don't know if that was a language thing, or he even said, when you're a boy in Samoa, 23, you'll basically say anything to get to the U.S. And to hear that must have been hard to hear.
Yeah. Do you think probably he thought America would be like when he would go to the U.S. that he would still get his way because he is a man?
I don't know what he thought. I don't think he thought past trip to U.S., ticket to U.S. I don't know if he thought past it.
I don't think he did either.
He was working at a resort.
He was cute. Remember those young? That's
yes.
When he was like fit. He's still attractive.
And I will say, the therapist congratulates them and says, you know what I'm seeing here that I really like? You guys are trying to make it work.
No,
that was such a great thing to say.
You have to do that because, y'all, when you're in that room and people are yelling at each other, sometimes that's the only sliver of, like, people don't realize that it's a big deal for people to even decide to go to therapy together.
Yeah, it brings them kind of back into reality.
Well, 90% of people say it but never do it.
Right.
Never. I mean, think about it. How many friends have you had that said, oh, I want to go to couples therapy, but he won't go?
Yep.
So the fact that they're both there is huge. And even if you, for your individual, if you show up, good for you. It's like if
even
you
if you go to one like Darcy.
Yeah. And it's like an orgy. If you show up at that orgy and no one fucks you, because you're...
At least you went to that orgy.
Because you're a little chubby and you don't have abs like the other guys in West Hollywood, and you just sit there and wondering why you left Oklahoma, you're still a good person.
Who did that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
Somebody love me!
So he tells them, he gives them homework. God, I love when therapists give homework. He's like, get a notebook and decide whose responsibility is whose. And he's like, I want you. And just the first thing that he says, or Asuelu says, is, I want Kalani to make amends to my family. That's going to be a little tricky.
So,
especially with Moneybags and Tammy.
Yeah, Moneybags.
Good luck.
You know, it's...
I want money.
It's good for... Again, we've talked about this before. Y'all, write things out. It really gets things out of your head and makes things clear. So that was great. However, do you feel like... I don't know. I kind of feel like... Is Asuelu, is he shirking the responsibility of his own actions? Because... look, when he and maybe Kalani told him to do it, but still, he already told his mother himself, not Kalani, that he doesn't want to give her money. And they still, I don't feel like Kalani went behind his back and like misrepresented the family. Well, I feel like she just called his family on it. And instead of, instead of Asuelu standing with her, he kowtowed and basically threw her under the bus.
I see it the other way. The problem with Asuelu's problem is that Kalani contacted Mom and Tammy without him and felt like going behind his back.
But he knew about it.
Not until he knew about it.
It wasn't clear to me because she came back. She's like, oh, I went, and he was like, oh, okay, how did it go?
But I feel like it was initiated by her, and it felt like to him that was getting involved in his business.
But Kalani says to him, and this is at the first of the episode, which is true, she said, but that's a double standard because your family is getting involved in your business.
I agree.
And he doesn't see it that way. So I do feel like it's good that he's going to therapy. It's good he's trying to see this. I think the problem with Asuelu, and I don't know if he actually can do this, I don't know if Asuelu can see someone else's side and understand it.
Yeah.
Deeply.
I don't think men are trained to do that in Samoa, in a way.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it takes
a lot of emotional intelligence to do that.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen for him.
It would have to be shown in his face, like really thrown in his face.
Or he'd have to get struck by lightning and it kind of rewired his brain.
like Frankenstein.
Yes. Yes.
Asuelu, can we go out in the thunderstorm?
Can we just put you on that mountain, Asuelu?
I'm just going to put some tinfoil on your head.
Just right there. All right, honey, it's fine. Honey, hold up that big metal pole for me, will ya?
Dad, can you help him?
I'm not going to do this. Hello, yeah. Suedo, you're going to be a completely different man now.
Mm-hmm. Come say D say weird science in Samoan. Anyway.
That's all I've got about those two. I have a little more hope for them than I normally did.
I still think he's not going to get there.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to delay the inevitable. Sorry.
Way to see the
Sorry, y'all.
Silver lining.
You know, not going to happen.
Shall we move on to the sex god, current sex god of the internet?
So we're
Colt.
We're going to say this, y'all.
Colty.
We know Colt is on OnlyFans. You're all telling us. At this point, like last episode, it's like when Mama Mar told me that Carol Baskin was on Dancing with the Stars when already 55 of you have emailed me.
We've seen the pictures.
We've seen it all.
One Google will show you everything.
We don't need to see any more. If you are in the Facebook group and you say, just scroll on by and it'll go away eventually. It's fine.
And also, if you want to if you enjoy trolling people, and everyone's seen the pics, you guys. And if you haven't, go ahead and do yourself a favor and see them. You can talk about them. You can see them. You can forget them. You can process them.
Don't eat anything before you look at them.
Yeah. It's you know, it's not even his body.
No, it's not
a
body.
It is the intention behind it.
Hey, there are some guys that are big like him, and I'm like, he's a sexy guy. It's who they are, him. No.
Especially that whipped cream photo.
Have you seen the whipped cream photo of him and then beside, they intercut it with a picture of Mother Debbie with whipped cream all over her face?
No. Have not seen that one.
You know what? Another sissy sent us a picture that Colt posted of on Father's Day of his dad and Mother Debbie when she was like 28. She was gorgeous.
I could see it.
Y'all, let this be a lesson. Don't move to Vegas.
It edges you.
Hard living. It's just sunshine.
Yeah, I think there's more than just Vegas, though.
No, I think she's had a hard life.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, so we're still in the middle of, you know, Jess last week came to talk to Colt, and this is where she says to Colt, she's like, Jess, you love everyone. You say hi. Here's my dick. I love you. Here's my dick.
One of my favorite is, good morning. Good morning. I love you. Here's my dick.
Here's my dick. Colt says, I understand she's angry, and yeah, I sent them a lot of pictures of my dick.
And he really, the weirdest thing is, he can't really apologize for anything except, I'm sorry, I was just a bad boyfriend.
That's all he can say.
That's all he can say. He can't apologize for anything specific. No, I'm sorry I didn't tell you that Vanessa had moved in. He can just tell you these weird platitudes.
He's horrible. And he does tell her that Vanessa has moved in.
And that's
and
just
with
fucking
him.
With her.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and he
just
says,
fucking with her.
I just need
her.
To finally man up and just tell her. No, that it's, is you.
That's
just
trying to hurt
fucking
her.
With her. Now, so, but here's the deal, though. He's acting this way because Jess is loving. Like, at this point, Jess came to tell him to fuck off.
Yeah.
But as soon as he said that, if I was Jess, I just would have gotten my purse, got up, and left.
Well,
but it's like Jess has this weird, explain to me, tell me why.
I would want to know too.
Oh,
I would want to know.
If somebody was that terrible, I'd be like, bye.
No, I think part of her really kind of loves him in a really weird way.
Yeah, I think she does too. Way more than Larissa ever did.
Yeah. And wants to know. I also feel like she doesn't like being humiliated and she wants to know. She can't understand why anyone would do this to her. And this whole thing is, she's like, you've been playing with me. You play with my face, as she
you
says.
You play with my face.
You play with my face.
What does that translation mean? You
play I don't with know. My...
Okay.
Okay. And so she's like, Colt is a good boy. Colt, blah, blah, blah. He would never do that.
And she says, oh, yeah. And then she says, stop lie, please. Stop lie. And then... and she said, you tell me you send dick pics to all the girls, but I'm not fucking the girl I live with.
Right.
Bullshit.
So then Debbie has gone upstairs, you guys. Debbie kind of wants to go see her handiwork. And she walks down.
Hey, Mom. Let's go see what's going on, Mom.
Pee-wee, I told you. We're going to go be really quiet about this.
Mom,
so, Pee-wee.
I want some Doritos. I'm hungry. Remember you bought that nacho cheese bag that they had on Charlotte Crow? Please, Mom.
Pee-wee, be patient. Well, everything's going to be fine in just a little bit, okay?
Mom, okay.
I'm going to rub some really nice red nacho cheese on my face. You'll get to have a little bit, okay?
Can I have some Dippin' Dots, too?
I'll eat some and the fat will go into you.
Perfect.
So anyway, I'm going to go downstairs and I want to see what I've done.
So she walks in, you guys, and Mother Debbie says,
I'm the one who asked her to move in.
Yeah, she says, what's going on here? And we see her kind of standing on the...
Hovering,
like out of a movie where you're like, oh.
Like Bellatrix Lestrange.
Yeah. Oh, you scared me.
You scared me.
And so she's hovering there, and then... She says, I'm the one. And then Jess does something that I don't think anybody has ever done. She kind of, I don't know. I want to ask your opinion. Did she get to Mother Debbie? Because she kind of, I feel like Debbie didn't know how to react. When she's like, Debbie, come here. You a woman. And she says to her.
No. Debbie was just, Debbie felt sorry for her at the same time. Like you would feel sorry for like a little like puppy who was ugly. But she hugged her a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, Mother, could you go back upstairs now?
Said to her, she's like, how would you feel if you were a woman? And then Debbie said, well, I wouldn't like it. And she's like,
but
see?
She said, no, if you were sleeping in the same bed, which is not true.
So that is true. That is true. Yeah.
Jess is pretty jealous. She doesn't see black and white as far
she
as men and women.
She keeps saying, like, why, Cole? Yeah. Why? And I'm like, honey. But
don't
I think
ask why with him.
And that's for a lot of people. They want to know, like, why someone cheated on them. Why someone fucked them over. Yeah. Why someone did shitty.
Sometimes there's no
Does
reason.
Does it matter? They did shitty things. And I get that. We got to move on.
Stop worrying what you're doing. Move on.
It's like we were talking about yesterday when the Cheesecake Factory guy wanted to know why I wouldn't date him anymore. Sometimes there's just not a reason. Actually, there was. I just couldn't tell him.
He was full. That's why you'd had enough free food from Cheesecake Factory. You were just full.
I went through all their appetizers.
Because those meals fill you up for like a week.
I'd had all their appetizers. I'd tried all the cheesecakes.
Oh, wow.
So, unfortunately, I couldn't say that. Y'all, if you want to hear that story, go to our Darcy and Stacey episode of me dating the Cheesecake Factory manager.
It's true.
For free food.
Sorry for that digression. You know what? We're going to take...
Don't you ever apologize for me for a digression.
I just said that to
How dare you?
Just kidding.
Are we going to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll come back right with more Colt and Jess.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists!
I will wear what I want, and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux.
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
All right, we're back.
We're back from a little break.
I want to talk a little bit about what do you think now that, let me just bookend this. Mother Debbie goes upstairs basically saying, my work here is done.
Mom, I didn't get any Dippin' Dots. You promise, Mom, please?
Pee-wee, I'm going to go eat a whole chocolate sundae right now. You're going to get tons of fat.
Is that when you always tittle with your temple? I don't like watching that, Mom.
Okay, I'm going to need to stop and ask what the heck. Did you say tittle with your temple?
You know she calls it her temple.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
She's like, yeah. And that mole just has to watch her.
Oh, just, God.
Like, because you know who
it got really dark here.
Because you know who Debbie wants to fuck? Alex Trebek. Every night in Jeopardy, she's got two fingers saying, what is
a long, tall drink of water, Alex?
Step, Mom, please.
Poor Pee-wee needs some sunglasses.
Yeah. So, y'all, she's sending prayers for Alex Trebek every night, which we are too.
Oh, I love Alex Trebek.
Have you ever seen pictures of him when he was younger?
Oh.
Whoa.
Real hot.
Like, beyond.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an attractive man now.
He's
what
hot.
Are we talking about? She goes back upstairs.
And Jess basically says, he kind of like grabs her and hugs her in this weird, aggressive, disturbing way.
Stop everything. This was the creepiest thing Colt's ever done. I want you to think about that sentence.
That's saying a lot.
He literally just kind of like
Again, this is sociopath. Like, he doesn't know how to, like, genuinely hug someone.
It's
he
like, just now goes, I'm going to put my arms around her.
It's like Lenny. And just kind of like.
And, tell me about the rabbits, George.
And the way he said it was like, I'm sorry.
But it's not. It's not even I'm sorry. Yeah.
It was gross. Like, gross.
Hopefully, no. Is there going to be any woman who is ever going to go out with him this?
Oh, yeah.
Because they know he doesn't have any money.
Because men like that know how to find what women to prey on.
That's true, I guess.
That is a damn truth.
Because
women on men, too, but yeah.
He's just had two women who English is their second language.
Yeah.
And so you can control what they understand and what they express.
Yes. And, you know, there's rumors that he's dating Vanessa now. I don't know if that's true or not.
They were holding hands. They were in some picture.
So, I don't know, but you know,
he's lost a bunch of weight.
Well, I
now.
Do know that she has, Vanessa has, she just came out of a divorce and kind of needed a place to stay. So again, someone vulnerable.
Got her over some coals.
Yeah.
He has lost weight. And strangely enough, this is with men. Usually you lose the stomach first. And you kind of lube the rest. The titties are still there, y'all. If you're really into male titties, still got a good rack.
He's probably going to have to get surgery for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a good old...
He'll probably have skin he'll have to get removed.
Good old Hooters. If you're a lady and you love to it just like... in some male Hooters.
And again, y'all, we're not body shaming. It's that Colt is a piece of shit. So everything about him is gross.
And I'm not even body shaming. I'm just saying he's lost weight, but Hooters are there.
His nipples are still huge, which I normally kind of am into, but not, his.
I'm not. Tiny nipples freak me out, but dinner plate nipples freak me out even more.
So you need them to be just right, Goldie Cox?
Indeed.
Wow.
Just like my sitting arrangements.
That could be a little poodle story.
Goldie Cox
and the Three Bears.
Someone just put a picture of me. Someone drew a picture of me as Little Poodle on the Sissy Squad reading The Little Red Hen.
And he was shook.
And I felt, when I read that book, I felt so validated because I could tell all of my friends that they were getting none of my bread if they didn't help me. There's nothing like a good fable of moral superiority to get me going as a child. Those fables were just savage.
If we ever get a lot of money,
that looks like lube up there. It honestly does.
Yeah.
Oh, does. My bad.
If we honestly ever get a lot of money, you should just fund like 6 episodes of Little Poodle and see if you can sell it. Netflix will buy anything, Gay.
They will. At all different qualities.
Y'all, if you're trying to make something, just make it gay and sell it to Netflix.
Make something gay, lesbian, bi, or trans, because they will buy it.
They will buy it. It could literally be called Lesbians Watching Paint Dry.
I have watched many bad gay movies just for the chance of seeing two men having sex.
They do have some good international ones.
Yeah, those are different movies.
Where they have sex and you don't know what they're saying, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Subtitles.
Block out the screen, I don't care.
Yeah. Like when you were a kid and you used to put a book at the bottom of the TV so that way you wouldn't see the answer on Wheel of Fortune.
No.
You never did that?
No.
Used to show the answers. And I think it was Wheel of Fortune, my grandma.
No, you just didn't look. You just looked away.
But it's on the TV at the bottom of the screen. So we put a book over it so you don't see the answer.
I don't remember them showing the answers.
I want to say it was Wheel of Fortune. There was some gay show where they showed it and they're like, I don't want to see.
That's so interesting. Why would they give away the answer?
I don't know. Maybe it was Password. I think it was Password.
That sounds right.
I think it was
I would. They would. They didn't do
the 25,000 pyramid.
They did that then. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that was it. I got there.
No, Wheel of. Yeah, you got there. I was really confused about Wheel of Fortune giving away the answers.
Well, it wasn't.
Anyway. So anyway. Let's skip actually to Jess
and
Larissa.
Let's keep going. I just want to say, Colt says, ever since my divorce, I've tried to make myself a better Colt, but I don't know who I am anymore. Bullshit. Let's talk about Larissa and Jess. Y'all, Larissa's been busily planning her boob job. And
so many things to do.
So her and Jess, she meets...
this was so exciting for me.
It was great. I would love this spinoff. It's like...
They need to be on Pillow Talk.
The two of them?
Yes.
All day, every day, I'd watch it.
Yeah. Then I would actually watch Pillow Talk.
I would love it.
Who would we kick off? Definitely Big Ed. I think he's going to Pillow Talk. They said maybe. Yeah.
People are upset now. It's that pink-haired woman and the Oklahoma guy.
Oh, the QAnon person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's kick her off.
Russ and Paola. Yeah. She's cute. She does crazy QAnon posts, y'all.
Yeah, that shit's not real.
Yeah.
Not real.
Doesn't exist. That's conspiracy theories that don't help anybody.
I'm excited to watch them, though, just because, boy, the Oklahoma stories are going to come through on that one. I bet he's been to Arbuckle Wilderness. Y'all, and if you didn't
he's
listen...
He's hot.
He's too much of the people I grew up with. If you haven't listened to the last episode of Darcy and Stacey, we play the Arbuckle Wilderness theme, so we found it. We had a sissy who found it, so
come
be sure to
come see the animals at Arbuckle Wilderness.
The animals are waiting.
No, you bring the whole family too. The thing about it is, you edited about a quarter of the theme.
Why do you want to go on too long? I hate doing that.
Wow. Hold on, I need to get this out. As you say each time.
I'm usually talking about a butt plug. Hold on, I need to get this out. So I lean forward.
Where am I? So they're there, and I just thought, I'm sure they probably thought about speaking Portuguese, but the camera crew's like, absolutely not. We love your broken English.
We love it.
We love Larissa's ease. We love Jess's misplaced grammar. We love it all.
We love it all. So Jess is like, so last night I broke with Colt.
And Larissa's, she's almost having a hard time computing it all. She's like, why would you have done this when I told you this wouldn't be good? And she's like, I thought he found true love when I saw your pictures.
Now Jess said, and maybe we talked about this before, but I kind of went, oh, I never thought of that. That. I just thought he's giving another Brazilian girl to that he can manipulate and that. One second. Move that mentholatum on the other side of your cup because you've almost knocked it over four times and spilled your drink. Y'all, that's Poodle.
Don't you love a little bit of our lives?
So if Poodle sits something like on a table and there's four things in front of him, he'll keep putting the thing that he's reaching for in the same place instead of moving the four things that he doesn't need right now and putting his drink closer.
Everything has a place.
Which is why he spills and knocks over everything.
Why don't you go back to the podcast and leave me alone?
Anyway, y'all, so... It never dawned on me. I thought Colt was just trying to take advantage of a Brazilian person because, of, you know, like we talk about language barrier. I never thought of, oh, fuck, he picked a Brazilian girl just to make
just
Larissa
to fuck with her. That makes sense.
I mean, I never thought of that. Have you? When she said that,
it
I went.
It wasn't in the foreground of my brain, but it made sense.
Yeah,
that
totally.
Would happen. But I don't know if it was the only reason.
But I actually now think, looking back, I think it was the main reason.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I think he probably cared more about Larissa than her.
I agree.
Even though we haven't seen that season. But y'all, you still can't hold on and still talk to somebody this much if you don't care about them. Well, I don't know if Larissa cares about him. She's just, y'all, if you cross her, she's going to wish you're dead until you're actually dead. I don't care if it's 40 years later.
She would actually get a penis surgically sewed on so she could skull fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she would.
That's what she's like. I need a penis on just so I can fuck Colt's mouth.
Colt's mouth. Anyway, so.
She's like, but Jess says, he promised. You promised me this. You promised me that. You promised me everything under the sun. And I think of the times I cried. Adelaide.
I think of the way I cried.
Adelaide.
I could honestly. Die.
Get a lawyer and sue me, sue me. What can you do me? I love you. Go a holler and hate me.
Go ahead and hate me.
The best years of my life I've been to give. All right, already. I'm just an old good Nick. All right, already. It's true. So sue me. What can you do me? I love you. That was an entire version of Subi from Guys and Dolls. I'm sorry for those who checked out during that, but we were riveted.
You know what?
How do we know the whole thing? I don't know how I knew the whole thing.
I was obsessed with that score, the Nathan Lane recording. I was Sue and Faith Prince.
I've done the show like three times. That's how I know it.
I loved it in high school. Loved it.
Right already.
Y'all, if you have never seen a really bad version of two high schoolers singing Sue Me with a girl in an inappropriate, slutty, like, kind of tramp costume, and then a guy in a really big, oversized, ill-fitting suit, consider yourself lucky. Because how many times have you seen video or two high schoolers going, Sue me. And the girl's always great.
And he's terrible.
And the boy's like the one quarterback that they talked in. The choir teacher said, Donald, I just need you to do this show just once. You got to do it for Carrie. This is her senior year, and she just needs this so she can go on to Carter County Kids.
I'm going to raise your grade from a D to a B plus.
Please, Jerry, just do this for Carly.
All right, Mr. Sampson.
But why was he? He would be Sky Masterson. Nathan Detroit would be the character boy, the gay boy who trying to act like a mobster.
Well,
no, you know what? That would be Nicely Johnson. Never mind. That's the best singer.
That's how it would work.
It's actually a tough show to do in high school. You have to have a really good soprano. You have to have tons of guys.
Yeah.
And Fugue for Ten Horns is very hard.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not an easy show by any means.
We did that one time at UNT for the summer I came out at Crested Butte, Colorado, and we did it. And there was just two other guys. And
I've got the horse right here. My name is Paul Revere. And all the beast I'll tip off with a clear contour. This guy says the horse can do. And he says the horse can do. Can do.
That is. And this was my sophomore year of college, and I came through more
awful
of a musical theater background. So when I sang it, here, little hick boy, I got up and I was like, I got the horse right here. And I sang it like you're supposed to.
That's the point.
And the musical director, David Cloutier, looked at me and stopped the piano and said, that's how you do this. And the two other opera singers couldn't do it. Then they were like, I got the horse right here. They couldn't do it. It was terrible. It was the worst Fugue for Ten Horns ever.
It's,
y'all, if you've never been to an opera pops concert with opera singers singing over dramatic musical theater,
avoid at all costs.
Unless they're going to sing Rodgers and Hammerstein or Music Man, it can't be done. Mary Conrad is living right now.
There's a really great recording of, I'm not sure, what's his name? Domingo, Placido Domingo, and someone else doing Tonight from West Side. Tonight. It's all back again. Tonight.
Not good.
And it's just that I get it, but there's some people who know how to do it better than others.
Yeah.
But like, if you listen to Bryn Terfel do some of the Rodgers and Hammerstein, it's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But like, not the the character stuff.
And just so you know, if you're a woman and you know who Bryn Terfel is, or a man and you know who Bryn Terfel is,
You're gay.
You're our people.
You're gay. You're our people. Anyway.
Where are we?
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in autumn.
Okay, I think that lemon cake cook kicked in because you're fucking
good
crazy.
Now.
Are I bewitched by you so?
So.
That's my best baritone. My voice is so scratchy being in this hotel room, y'all.
It's true. So Jess said, she said to Larissa, I wish I listened to you. And Larissa said, that's what he does. Only promise and nothing. And then she tells her that 8 girls sent pics.
And she's like, Larissa says, you know, I feel like he wants to be a pimp.
And then she said, like his dick is a big deal.
I know. She goes, ee. So they have a real good laugh about Colty's dick, y'all.
And Jess says, too much hands for little dick.
So they're having their own version of First Wives Club here, y'all.
You
just
don't
the
know
two,
me.
Yeah, it's great.
It was fantastic.
And she said, and she's like, then Vanessa called her, and Larissa's like, wait, who? Vanessa? She's like, she buy Groupon for Colty.
I knew you were going to be
Groupon.
Obsessed. What she said?
Groupon for Colty. She's like, I thought you could relax. She buys her and says, this is my new Larissa ASMR. Merry Christmas. I want you to relax. Merry Christmas. Say it again. It's for everyone. Merry Christmas. Mouse. Christmas. That's my new Larissa. Not conceal my affidavit.
Conceal my affidavit.
Oh, God. Conceal my affidavit. Anyway, it was all, the scene was too much.
She was right, though. She said, he's a player, a nerdy, nerdy player.
Yeah.
But he's still a player.
And she's
Larissa
like, and
loved
yes.
that she threw shoes
she's
at
like,
her, too.
And I threw shoes and hurt him.
And Larissa was like, yes, girl!
And she's like, what about Debbie? And she said, oh, she tried to, she was not good in Brazil. And she goes, Debbie's an old wolf. She will get close. She will bite you.
She will bite you. But, you know, the thing about Larissa is she knows what to say to a woman to cheer her up and get her out of a funk.
Yeah.
Doesn't she, Poodle?
I think she's just enjoying someone else. She's the enemy of her enemy is her new friend.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I, you know, they posted a picture of them on Instagram kissing each other. Like,
oh.
It was, as you say, chef's kiss. It
chef's
was great.
Kiss. But she, my favorite part, she's like, but Jessica, you are beautiful. You are sweetie. You have a big boobies.
You go to the doctor with me. I show him your boobies. And Jess, of course, just goes, like, the fucking,
they,
like, you gotta get a gimmick and start shuffling her tits.
And then they both just say, Colty is nothing. And Jess is like, I have a new friendie now.
And, you know, and she also says, this is why I tell people on this show, the difference of individual therapy and the power of group therapy.
Mm-hmm.
In one meeting, Jess said, I see the problem is not me. I have a new friend. Thank you, Colt. The problem is not me. It's Colt.
Right.
Think of how many people of your students and your coaching clients are hung up on someone that didn't love them, and they think it's something they did.
Right. Almost. You want to blame yourself.
If we could all talk to their ex.
A normal person, you guys. A normal person blames themselves first.
That's why.
That's a normal thing to do.
To do. That's why. Go to a
if
group
you're,
or something.
If you're a person who says, why does... I guess it's always the other person's problem. If you're thinking, I guess it's not my problem. Mm-hmm. I guess it's never my problem. I guess if you're always saying, well, I'm just too good for all these people, you're the one with the problem.
You're the one. And if you have a litany of problems and, you know, look at yourself.
Yeah. But to question yourself and saying, God, why do I keep finding all these losers? That is normal.
Or even if you don't find... I think for when someone treats you this badly, the way Colt has treated Jess, it's not normal. It's not really human. I mean, it's not. And so if you're, it looks like Jess is from a normal family.
Yeah.
Like a loving family, a support. So this is what we're getting. She keeps saying why? Because it doesn't make sense to her. It's like someone who, you know, finds out their person murdered someone, they're like, wait a minute, why would you do that? That's not part of...
Right.
It's like she's trying to figure it out.
I was just saying the fact that...
No, I'm agreeing
when,
with you.
When people do say, God, I'm such a loser, I only... To not blame yourself is abnormal. To blame yourself is normal.
No, and I'm saying when someone does something that is really fucked up to you, that's not in your worldview, you think you did something wrong to cause that. You're like, yeah, did I do something wrong to cause that?
Yep.
So anyway, Groupon. And so Larissa's
Groupon.
Larissa asked what her plans are. She's gonna continue to be an au pair and work for and try to get a work visa. I'm telling y'all, if Larissa doesn't invite Jess to move in with her and that's not a new spinoff, I don't know what is.
Oh, God. I it's sad to see the end of Jess. I think this is it for her.
Maybe. I don't know. Larissa says, you got the blessing. This was a blessing. And then you know what I wrote? I went, I wonder if this was healing for Larissa to like,
yes.
See this? And then she said, I literally like tried to be like all beautiful about, oh, maybe this is healing. She said, it makes me happy Colty is sad and lonely.
She does.
Because he deserves like, everything.
I am proud. I am proud that I could do something to hurt Colty.
So she's not over
there's my girl. I actually read something. She was asked about kind of a big deal was she was asked about her kids recently. And this is
I saw this, but I didn't read it.
Where she said that I was young, mm-hmm. and I'd gone off to school, and I got pregnant, had to drop out. I could not raise my kid, so I literally let my aunt raise my child because I wasn't capable of doing it.
Mm.
And then it happened again, and I couldn't read it, but someone else, and it's not that I approve, but Larissa had these kids when she was really young.
Mm.
And not that I don't hold her responsible, but I mean, if you're not ready, you're not ready.
I mean, there is something to be said if you're not ready or if, and I don't mean this is.
Or learn to use condoms.
Or learn to take a pill.
Yeah.
Although I don't know in Brazil what.
Yeah.
Again, we're assuming that it's a very Catholic company.
Catholic. Yeah.
So I'm wondering if birth control is not widely available.
Maybe not.
But. Or even, honestly, because
she was a nice Catholic girl, she said.
Yeah.
And the tradition in those families is either to get married right away or to give the baby to a family member.
Yeah. And so, or, you know, it even's like, I have some of my girlfriends that are like, if I had a kid, I think I'd give my child up for adoption because I'm too selfish. I'm not saying that's admirable, but I'm saying if you know that you would fuck a kid up. There's nothing, you know, and that you're not ready for this.
There's not a maternal bone in her body.
There's just...
She likes kitties.
And
there
we are.
Anyway,
it's a comp. Obviously, you feel sorry for the kid that spends her life wondering what happened, but...
I think she would have been much better without Larissa as a mom.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And not that I'm condoning anything she does.
No, but it's just...
It was interesting to listen to her talk about it, because she basically says... the baby's father, I got pregnant and the baby's father said, I can't support you. And so she couldn't support a child. And so this is the only thing I can do is give this to my aunt.
I always have just empathy for anybody in adoption, both sides of all of it. Cause it's just such a, it's the hardest thing I think a parent can do. So on that lovingly, wonderful, inspiring note, Poodle, thanks for that. Y'all, that's the show. If you notice that we're kind of, some of you are like, we're splitting up episodes. So
we're mostly because these episodes have been going so long. We're going to give you just twice. We're going to give you two times the pleasure for Happily Ever After.
And we're kind of exhausted, like sometimes halfway through the show. So this gives us to take a break.
And we'll come
back
rejuvenated.
Exactly. We'll be like, rejuvenating like Larissa next week when she comes out of the doctor's office. Anyway, y'all, so go to 90daygays.com. That's where you can find all of our stuff. You can also you can go to find us on Instagram, Twitter at 90daygays. Where else, Poodle? Cameo.
You can find us on Cameo. You can talk about our website.
Our website, nightygays.com. You can find us in alleys.
Sign up for our newsletter.
The Sissy Sentinel.
Comes once a month.
We're going to have some news coming up about our live show coming up from that, so be sure to sign up for
our
that.
Our virtual live show.
Yes.
Ain't nobody getting COVID on our watch,
on
y'all.
On our watch. Now, y'all, we call these people Lonely Hearts, because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts, Poodle?
Yes. And if...
y'all, when he knows it's coming, and sometimes when he's not prepared, he'll just look at me and do his fingers like more time and spitting. And I'm like, but you know that I'm asking you this.
Yes. And if you, and if your husband is the head and you're the neck, call us.
And get a new husband.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.